When you sit down to Thanksgiving tomorrow, you're probably not going to give too much thought to where your food came from or whether it's at risk. But as populations explode and farms become increasingly vulnerable to extreme weather, humans might have to rethink how we feed ourselves. That's the topic for the next installment of the mini-docs from Quartz and Retro Report called The Future of Food. Will and Sherilyn Ortman are farmers with Berrybrook Organics in Marion, South Dakota. They're featured in that documentary, and they decided to make the switch away from conventionally grown crops.
Diversity is pretty key to the organization. So Will likens it to diversifying a stock portfolio. You don't have all your eggs in one basket financially, so you're not as vulnerable to changing markets or lessening demand. And of course, from an organic perspective, things like livestock are kind of important from a fertilizer perspective to the things that you're growing in the field. So we find that all the different elements really need to work together. And the more diversified your operation can be, the more benefits that you can potentially realize in your operation.
Will, what's different about your business on the business side of the farm that's different from so many larger operations that do industrial scale farming? Certainly every farm in America can't be organic and people probably aren't willing to pay the premium. But you are doing something that you say does have a good bottom line.
The consumer right now, and certainly the millennial generation, they're interested in food produced a certain way without use of petroleum-based inputs, without genetic modified seeds. And in return, they're basically saying to the organic farmer that they will pay a premium. And the organic premiums allow for smaller operations. It's the difference between profitability and losing money in some cases. And for our operation, that was the case. From a business perspective, organic farming actually is beneficial also on the expense side because, you know, we're not as exposed to the fossil fuel industry.
I would just add, going organic has given us some great opportunities to control our own destiny price-wise more. We see that conventional farmers are really at the mercy of the markets.
So, Sherilyn, as people think about how to feed a growing population, I mean, I saw one statistic, I think, in the film, 9 billion people on Earth, you know, in the next 40 to 50 years. Mm-hmm. Operations like yours, I mean, do you feel like you're in a niche? You've got this unspoken agreement between your farm and American consumers, the ones who can afford to pay a little bit more for what you're offering. I'm not sure that's a solution worldwide. I'm not sure that's a solution in Asia or Africa or even places in the United States where populations are going to explode and incomes are going to be tight.
I think you're right. I think making quality food affordable is a huge challenge. I think some of the concerns about organic crops not being able to keep pace with yields of conventional crops, I think perhaps some of those concerns are overstated. You know, if you think about food as one of the chief life-sustaining force in the world, we have to ask ourselves, what is it worth to have quality food? What does that mean for our health? What does that mean for our longevity? So there are bigger, I think, kind of ethical, moral, social issues and questions that come with that question of making organic food more accessible and more affordable.
Talk about the quality of soil, because it's one thing that's raised in the film. People don't think much about dirt, but you think about it a lot, and people are going to be thinking about it a little bit more as weather gets more extreme.
Soil is a living organism. The soil is the basis for civilization. We're trying to rebuild the life in the soil, and as you do that, there's symbiotic relationships between microbial life and plant life. And as the soil quality improves, the quality of the crops improve. And as the soil and crop quality improves, so does the health of the animal or the human that's eating that food.
Will and Sherilyn Ortman, you do run your own farm, and I know how busy you are and what hard work that is. And so I appreciate you taking time out. It means a lot.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.